Welcome to the Leeds Church Institute podcast. LCI is a faith-based organisation for lifelong learning. You can find out more about the Leeds Church Institute by visiting lcileeds.org. For today's podcast, we speak to Jane Astrid Devan, head teacher at Sharwick Church of England Primary School in Headingley, about the Leeds Offrenda.
Hello, my name is Jane Astrid Devan, and I'm the head teacher here at Sharwick Church of England Primary School. Sharwick is a school in quite close to the centre of the city in Headingley. It serves a diverse community, which we're really proud of. Children from all over the world and all over Leeds have made their home here. And it's a one-form entry primary school with a family feel.
And what are you doing today?
So as part of our Multicultural Arts and Faith Week, we invited the Leeds Offrenda to come and be at our school for the week, brought by artist Ellie Harrison. And today we're going to have an event where parents will also be able to come and join us, share some food from around the world and different cultures this afternoon, and also for them to be able to engage with the Offrenda in the way that their children have been this week.
So what is an Offrenda?
Well, I cannot claim to be an expert, but an ofrenda is part of Mexican traditions around Day of the Dead and remembering people who've passed on, who've died. And so in Mexico, as I understand it, the ofrendas could be a tiny, tiny, almost like a little altar, if you like, in the home. There might be one in your school. There could be a massive one in your village square. And that's a place that you'll go and you'll remember people that you've lost. And you might remember them with photos, but with food and drink, with the four elements. And it's both celebration and sadness together. And the ofrenda that we have here was Ellie Harrison worked together with artists from Mexico to create a genuinely vibrant and colourful ofrenda, which, you know, looks absolutely gorgeous with real artefacts with it that, you know, that remember some of the artist's family, as well as things like crafted, you know, fruits and vegetables and things to put on it. So that's what's here this week.
How did you find out about the ofrenda and what made you want to bring it here?
So I saw the ofrenda when it came to All Hallows in the autumn time. All Hallows is a church in our team ministry here in this part of the city, and I was really struck by the way both children and adults were engaging with it, and how it did something that some of our other traditions around death and dying don't manage to do, both the celebration and the sadness together. The reason we wanted to bring it specifically to school, not just that it was interesting and different, is that we have worked for the last few years on bereavement and finding good ways, healthy ways for our children to express loss. A number of our children have lost parents, other people who are close to them. Certainly that's true of our parents. Most people have experienced loss of some kind. And we think it's healthy to be able to talk about that, create spaces for that, but in a way that's natural and not forced. So we've done things before. We've had the Elephant's Tea Party. We've had, you know, Remembrance Trees. And this seemed like a nice natural extension of our work to give a focal point to some of those thoughts and feelings.
And why do you think it's important to support all young children in thinking about death and grief?
I think loss is something that's common to all people. You know, everybody, when you talk to children in school, they've all experienced loss of some kind. And for some children, they have experienced death or dying, whether that's a grandparent. Some of them have been very affected by the death of a favourite pet. But some of our children have also lost parents. And they need to know that it's okay to talk about that. It's okay to not talk about it. It's okay to be able to express their feelings. It's okay to not know what those feelings are yet. And to be able to give people the vocabulary for some of those thoughts and feelings, to be able to find expressions that they're comfortable with, to help them to be comfortable with silence, to be comfortable with, you know, joy, and to be able to hold all those mixed feelings in tension and know that they'll be safe. I think that's what's important to us.
What are your reflections on the diverse cultural aspects of expressions of remembrance?
It's been really interesting bringing the Ofrenda and some of the conversations we've had with adults and saying, oh, that's not very British, and not in a negative way, but they're saying, oh, that's quite challenging, and sugar skulls, right. So tell me how I'm going to explain about the position of skeletons and skulls, and that, oh gosh, that seems a bit hard. And it's been interesting to see how open the children have been to all of it. Our very oldest children, some of them have been a little... upset's probably too strong a word, but the year six when they visited today were very thoughtful, and one or two of them it definitely was striking a chord. But I think people were worried about the younger children, who've been quite happy to make skulls and look at them and explore those. So I think it has challenged some people's ideas of how we do death. I think it has been interesting hearing some of the stories that people have been telling us about what they do. So one or two children who say, oh, we do that. And then they've described a practice that might not actually technically be an Ofrenda, but that's something, a tradition that their family does, that they go a place every year, they place items or they have a meal. So it's been a nice way to talk about the different ways, the different cultures, both international cultures, but also just family cultures around remembrance and you know, respect and celebration. So that's been interesting this week. And I think we haven't finished that yet. We've still got the rest of the week to go. And it will be interesting to see how some of our visitors from different faith communities this week approach it as well. And it will be very interesting to talk to parents at the event this afternoon.
So British traditions of remembrance tend to be quite quiet, quite internal, whereas the Mexican traditions are very much a celebration as well as a remembrance. How have you found that aspect of the joyful side of remembrance?
I think it has been quite freeing and quite fun, and people have particularly enjoyed trying to think of things that they can bring in that would be something that sparks a little bit of joy in them. So whilst there have been things that you would think of as quite sentimental, you know, an item of clothing that still smells of somebody or those sorts of things, or a book that was somebody's favourite book, we have got packets of polos and other things that have just, you know, just made people smile as they've remembered them. We've got some Tenpin bowling skittles for a grandma who was a demon Tenpin bowling champion. And we've got various bits and pieces, and that's been fun.
Why do you think it's important to have a multicultural week?
I think that it's important to say out loud every now and again to make sure there's no confusion, that we, you know, we value all of the children here and we value all of the experiences that they bring and the backgrounds that they bring, and that it's so important for us to learn about each other and learn from each other, learn tolerance and respect. We don't have to agree with everything, but the diversity of the world is out there to be explored, and that's only a good thing. And some of the events we have this week, tomorrow we'll have Reverend Heston from All Hallows with his friend Adam the Imam come and do a very good and joyful assembly about friendship and how you don't have to get on and agree about everything, but you can agree on the basics like cups of tea and football and things like that. So I think having a multicultural week just makes people realise that this is something we think is great. We have a multicultural week reflection, which has about the games we play that our grandparents might know but our cousins might not, and we talk about the culture we create together here at school, and that, you know, culture isn't just about food, it's not about, you know, just food and traditions and landmarks, it's about ways of being and valuing that everyone has a different way of being, and it would be interesting to find out about that.
How are you feeling at the end of such a dynamic and busy week in the middle of the summer term?
Little bit shattered, to be honest, and then we got the Ofsted call last week in the middle of preparation, so that was fun. I don't know, it's difficult, isn't it, when you're really, really busy. Actually, that's the exact time where you need to stop and take a moment and pause and say what's important. So whilst it's a challenge and the staff have worked really hard, you know, at the moment they're all writing their reports, we've had the music festival we put on for the community, we've had a funeral of a close member of our community in the last fortnight, so it's been pretty full on fortnight, but yet staff have engaged with this and tried to make it special for the children, and I think it's important to take those times. So I really appreciate the work people have done to creating those moments for children, because again, I think sometimes at very busy times of year when it's all the fun and excitement and sports days and things, and you can think, oh gosh, well, you know, why are they not just so grateful and why are they struggling, but children can be struggling for all sorts of reasons, and lots of that can be to do with loss. So taking a moment during that to be able to be still and celebrate and have a think, that's important at this time of year. But yes, we are slightly on our knees.
How can we pray for Shirak Primary School?
Pray to hold the community and that it will continue to be able to provide a safe place where all the children are loved and valued and that their parents feel loved and valued and supported. And pray that we can continue to do this sort of work with the respect and the encouragement of our community, which so far we've enjoyed.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast from the Leeds Church Institute. If you'd like to know more about the Leeds Church Institute, visit lcileeds.org.